5 minutes between now and 10 o'clock, we're going to talk about Sir David Frost, of course, the veteran broadcaster who died at the weekend at the age of 74. And many of you, I don't know, many of you maybe have some personal memories of Sir David Frost. 0845955678, if you'd like to share them. He had a suspected heart attack while on board a cruise ship, and the family statement, of course, at the weekend said that he'd been giving a speech aboard the Queen Elizabeth on Saturday night. Sir David's career spanned journalism, comedy writing, daytime television presenting, and of course the Frost Report, one of the many programmes. We're joined on the line this morning by writer and comedian Barry Cryer, who knew Sir David Frost for many years, and Eamon Holmes, of course, celebrated broadcaster from Are We Country, both on the line this morning. Barry Cryer, I mean, this is a very sad day. This is a man, by all accounts, who was an absolute gentleman, a model professional, and will be sadly missed.
Well, you mean, his institution, I mean, it's the hindsight saga now, people looking back on what Frosty did. He was a one-off. There was nobody like him. I knew him for, it's just over 50 years now. But avowedly a light entertainment man who went on to interview and play a part in bringing down Richard Nixon. I mean, who else could say? He spanned the business, producing, he owned the programs he did and everything. There was nobody like him. And you never hear a bad word about him, which in our tough competitive business is quite something. He was an enormously likeable man. He was a people-aholic. He loved people, whether they were famous or not, you know, and amazing character.
It's a hard mix, Eamon, isn't it? You know, moving from where he did, you know, satirical and off-the-wall satirical comedy, and then into hard-nosed journalism. And Michael Parkinson had a great line about him, which I read this morning. He was saying, you know, about his interview style. He had a totally persuasive style, which led to the unmasking of a scoundrel.
You see, I don't think it is a hard mix. I think he totally got it, that all broadcast is entertainment in some form. I don't think there's much of a difference if you present the football results on the BBC at 20-5 on a Saturday or a general election programme. It's the same sort of language you use. You know, we're getting this coming in from Molyneux, it's Wolves 2, Exeter 1, you know, declaration in Burnley North. You know, it's the same. And Frosty got the whole idea that it was entertainment. I mean, he was a great showman. And I agree with everything that Barry said. Just a lovely, wonderful man. And my admiration, people would say to me over the years, Eamon, make up your mind. Are you a sports reporter, news reporter, quiz show presenter? What are you? I used to say, look, David Frost gets up in the morning and he interviews presidents and prime ministers. And then tea time on a Sunday, he's going through the keyhole on ITV. He doesn't worry about being put in a box. That was the great inspiration for me. He would not be put in a box.
Barry Cryer, what sort of a man was he off screen?
Just what you expected. Affable, very great company. The warm memory I have of David was I was never with him without laughing. There was always laughter around. But later on, earlier on, he got a reputation for the fierce interview with Emil Savundra and Dr. Petro, who was peddling drugs and everything. Fierce interviewer in front of a baying audience and everything. Later on, people said he'd gone soft. And it was very deceptive. I think Michael Parkinson summed it up nicely just then. The deceptively soft style relaxed the guest, and suddenly they'd probably come out with something that he wanted them to own up to, but they didn't realise they were doing it. It was very, very smooth and deceptive, his style, and it got results.
Eamon, with about 30 seconds or so left, I mean, when you bumped into him and you met him, you know, you'll take many personal memories, I'm sure.
Always a smile, usually a cigar in his hand, knew the detail, knew people around you. And most of all, and I think for somebody like me, he made journalism accessible and would show people who cared to look that you can make journalism accessible. And just a great man and a gentleman.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Thanks, Barry. Fond memories there of Sir David Frost. It's 10 o'clock.